Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Welcome in, everybody, on this Tuesday to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being here. As promised, here is a one-on-one conversation with Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons. He gave me about 25 minutes of excellent stuff. We talked about his transition into being the starter, going to hot yoga with Lane Kiffin, learning from Jackson Dart, and more. It's a really good conversation from Ole Miss's starting quarterback in 2025. So I'm excited to bring that to you, and that, of course, will be tonight's podcast, my one-on-one with Austin Simmons. Before we get into that, a few house cleaning notes. Number one, again, my name is Michael Borky. Don't forget to follow on social media, specifically Twitter, at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you're not subscribed already, I would like for you to, you know, hit like and subscribe right here on YouTube, especially if you're over on Super Talks YouTube. Leave a comment as well. Let me know what you think about this. But wherever you get your podcast, just search for Rebel Report, Spotify, Apple, wherever, and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. And this edition of the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. If you are a Mississippi business and you need office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines all the way down to cloud storage, or all the way up, I should say, to cloud storage and data security and everything in between, technology in the office for your Mississippi business, absms.com is the website. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every day, just like they do me. They've got 16 locations here in Mississippi. I literally spent a little bit of time. They took care of me rather quickly at my local Priority One Bank location. There's 16 of them, so there's likely to be one in your backyard, 16 in Mississippi. They also have local loan servicing and decision-making, an outstanding online banking platform, because Priority One Bank will make you their priority. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. And finally, Toyota of Brookhaven, exit 40 in Brookhaven, but online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. You don't just want to buy a car from somebody because their dealership is located in your backyard. Again, they're an exit 40 in Brookhaven, so if you're in the area, that's where you need to go. But even if you live in the Jackson area, like I do, or anywhere in the state, buying a car is a big purchase, and you want to do it with people that are actually going to take care of you, as opposed to just look at you like your dollar signs and nothing else. They'll take care of you at Toyota of Brookhaven. Tell them I sent you. You get $1,000 off, $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota if you just tell them that I sent you. That's it. Just tell them I sent you, and there you go. $1,000 on me at Toyota of Brookhaven. If you want a new Tundra, they've got great interest rates. I mean, as low as 1.99% on a new Tundra. Really good-looking truck. I don't know if you guys have seen the new ones, but you should check those out. And then the service department, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., one of the highest rated in the state. So go check them out at Toyota of Brookhaven. They will, I promise you, they will deliver. All right, no more delay. Here it is, one-on-one with me and Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons. That will be your podcast, and that will end the podcast tonight as well when it's over. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you guys on Thursday night live. See you then. I'm Michael Borky, joined now by Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons. And before we get to football, I saw the picture posted online. You're 19 years old, and am I seeing this correctly? You are receiving a college degree on Saturday. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
What is it in?
It's going to be a multidisciplinary study. It's going to be like in three minors in one.
Three minors in one. Okay, so when I was 19, I went to Ole Miss. When I was 19, I did not have one semester's worth of academic coursework completed. And here you are getting a degree. So if you don't mind me asking, what are those three minors?
It is exercise science, business, and I believe sports management.
Okay, so you still – if the day comes, or whenever the day comes when you're done playing football, you still kind of want to work in sports, is what you're telling me.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what?
Really, like, I'm going to get my master's in sports management with a business minor, mainly because I want to be like filled in with like the whole NIL era thing. Okay. Just so like I could be surrounded by it, because I'm living in it right now. So might as well just make some type of impact towards it, right?
No doubt. And I'll ask you about that here in just a second. But it would be a mistake for me to not ask, of course, about baseball. So we're in the middle of baseball season. Threw out the first pitch the other day. What was that process like to make the decision to put baseball aside, to focus on playing football and being quarterback at Ole Miss? And how many people were involved in that decision?
This is a decision I really made on my own. I felt like I'm just doing what's best for my family and what's best for myself, because I came here because of football. You know, I'm on the football scholarship, you know, really like I was prioritizing that at the moment. And I can't just move past that opportunity, you know, to be a starting quarterback. So I was just doing whatever it takes, like really like make the decision that's the best fit for me and my family.
And I hate to ask it this way, but do you miss baseball?
Yeah, I do. You could definitely tell when I was on the field at Swayze the other day.
Yeah, and I heard during one of those road trip stops as well that it's clear that it's a difficult decision, that you didn't really want to give up baseball, but unfortunately it's just kind of part of it. If you're going to be a starting quarterback in the SEC, this is something that you kind of had to do, huh?
Yeah, it was a tough decision to make, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So that transition, have not started a game yet, of course, but now, I mean – by all indications, even though you know this, Lane Kiffin's going to make you work for it. He's not handing you anything. But going from being Jackson Dart's backup to now being the guy, what has that transition so far been like for you? You've completed spring and all of that. What's that been like for you?
It's been a real test on my leadership skills and also like just being vocal with everyone, getting everyone involved. You know, I'm not like just the backhand guy, you know, just going to just take mental reps, you know, behind Jackson anymore. I'm taking all the first string reps. So really just taking advantage of like the opportunities I get, you know, this past spring and really just seeing how I'm going to progress into summer, then go on to fall.
And this spring also, you got to see Jackson become a first round pick. Were you surprised at all? I know it's kind of a goofy question, but were you surprised to see him taken in the first round?
No, I wasn't surprised. I knew he's a great talent. I didn't know like when he was going to get picked in the first round though, but it's great that he went to the Giants.
What is the thing you learned the most from him as he went about his process as the starter that you are going to try to take and implement at your time in that same role?
I would say leadership, accountability, and really just putting everything on the line for the team. I would say that.
Yeah, and that so leadership's a big one, especially so now we can go to the era that you talked about. Ole Miss does it more than most. You bring in not only new players like every college does every year for all of time with freshmen, but a lot of transfers, of course, coming into every school, but especially Ole Miss as well. Is that something that you emphasize is when somebody like, say, a Dejon Stribling comes into your program, that you make it a point to make sure that their acclimation goes well? Like, how do you, as the leader of the team, approach a transfer guy versus a high school guy, or do you do it all the same?
You know, I was a high school guy, so I was signed out of high school and came here to Ole Miss. And the process was pretty simple for me, really just taking everything in pretty slowly and just understanding the new speed of college football and the SEC. See, now that I've been here, it's going to be my third year. Just trying to get everyone involved and really have, like, everyone on the same page, because everyone's coming in at once. You're learning a lot of new plays, new different type of details about a new offense. You're learning a new coach, new program. Like, it's a lot to take in at once in one spring. So just making sure everyone's on the same page and just let them know that you have their back. That's it.
Do you do anything? So obviously a lot of football stuff. I assume that you're organizing, you know, away from organized team stuff, you know, throwing with your receivers and all that. But is there anything you do away from football to help, like, team building? Do you guys go bowling or something? What do you do that's not football related that you try to help build the camaraderie of your football team?
Oh, definitely just bonding with each other, really trying to get to know each other outside the field. I think that's key when it comes to playing a sport like this. It's very emotional. You don't really know, like, when a certain person has your back unless you truly know them. So I'm just trying to get to know everyone, be around everyone, get to know them for other than just being a football player on the field, you know? So I'm just hanging out with guys like Strib, Caden Lee, and Luke Hass, and like really just getting to know everyone, like just bond around everyone.
Mm-hmm. There is when NIL started, there is a worry among fans that the volume of money and like the varying amounts of money that certain players are getting could be disruptive in a locker room. You said, I mean, this is year three for you. Despite your age, you've been around college football in this era for years now. Is that something that you've noticed has become an issue? And if it is problematic, is that discussed? Or How do you guys deal with that, or do you deal with it at all?
I mean, you're never going to really think too much about it, because when you get to the NFL, it's going to be practically the same thing. You're going to get paid a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it's still a business. You still have to like produce and make great plays in order to keep that money. So I would say, like, just put all those feelings and emotions aside, just play ball. That's just my mentality when it goes.
And Lane Kiffin, your coach, you hear it a lot more than we do from the outside looking in, but that the pro mindset thing that he talks about, it really is applicable, right? Because it is a lot more like the NFL than it's ever been. And as you said, you're going to deal with that at that level. And at the end of the day, you're not going to play if you don't produce. So it doesn't matter how much you're making. If you're not productive off the field, if you're not productive on the field, you're not going to get those opportunities. So that is, Austin, something that we hear so much as fans that are worried about that part of it, or that players may not feel a connection to their school because of the money involved. But, I mean, what's your connection to Ole Miss? And have you noticed that from other guys on the team, that they're still finding ways to bond with the institution despite money being involved with it now?
I'd say my connection with the school is pretty strong. There's constant support around this program, around the baseball program as well, when I was on the team. And I would say, like, I just love this whole community by itself. You know, without sports, like, I would still go to this school. And really, like, it's just the environment, all the support, all the constant support you get. And I can go to Walmart or go to Kroger right now and just get noticed by people, and they'll tell me, like, they're excited for next season. So it's just a great feeling just going out, like, and having people let you know that they have your back no matter what. So it's just a great feeling. I love the school. And I would say, when it comes to other people, I'm not really focused on that. I'm just making sure that we're all on the same page and we're all going to just make big plays together. That's it.
How many times has somebody made reference to or asked you about the one drive where you led a touchdown against Georgia?
It's pretty constant. I'll tell you that right now.
You weren't surprised at all that you were able to step into that environment and do that. I talked to somebody close to the program, for whatever it's worth, and after that, and they said, I'm not surprised at all that Austin, he was built for a moment like that. Did you surprise yourself in that moment, or were you absolutely expecting to step onto the field and lead a touchdown, and like that's just what you do?
I have a different time mentality when I approach a football game. It's still football, and like, doesn't matter what team you play, doesn't matter like what team you're on, what type of stage you're on, it's just football. Same sport you always grew up loving, and really like just embracing a moment, like just having fun. Like, I just want to have fun. That's it.
So that was fun for you, because there was, you know, 65,000 people that were nervous as all get out for 4 hours during that game, but you seem to not be nervous as they were.
Yeah, just executing the game plan, like as if I was doing it throughout the entire week. That's what we practice for.
I'm a big golf guy, and in hearing golfers talk about in pressure moments, having to try to like focus on breathing and stuff like that, you know, they try to center themselves and kind of calm down in those moments. Your coach is a big yoga guy. What do you do, or do you have to do anything extra in a big spot or during a big game? And you've played in a lot of them throughout your life. To like calm yourself down and center yourself, or does that come naturally to you?
I believe it comes naturally. I feel like it comes to all South Florida athletes, in my opinion. You don't ever see like South Florida athletes doing anything special outside of football, like yoga or anything like that. Like, personally, I just listen to music for a game and that's it.
That's not a big thing in Mississippi either here, until Lane Kiffin decided to start sharing pictures of him at hot yoga. Has he talked to you into going with him yet? Has that happened?
I've been there like 3 times.
You've been to hot yoga with Lane Kiffin. What's that like?
It's very hard, I'll tell you that.
Hard, like physically hard. Yeah, it's like a good workout.
It's mentally and physically hard. Like, you have to push yourself through. It's like 120 degrees in that room. And you're doing all these weird poses for like holding it for like a minute. And then you're going to another pose. Then you're probably doing push-ups in there too. Like, it's just weird.
Oh, man. He's one of one. What was his recruiting pitch to you? Do you remember?
I don't really remember much. Like, my recruiting process here was pretty fast, like compared to like other recruiting processes, like for other recruits, because it happened so quickly, because that whole reclassification thing, like just happened so suddenly, and I just took the opportunity while at it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, so you said you're on year three. At your age, did you ever feel young playing college football or being in college?
I feel older.
Really?
It feels weird. This is going to be my third fall camp coming up, and it feels like I've been here for like maybe 4 years now.
Wow.
Now I see like what Jeremy James was talking about, saying, yeah, bro, it's going to feel like you've been here for a while.
You mentioned Caden Lee earlier. What is the two of your relationship like?
Well, we're very close. We were very close when I first got here. He was one of the few guys that really talked to me at first. And really, we just bonded over time and just got close.
In the hair, especially. Is it easier to throw to a guy that's got hair like that? It's almost like a spotlight on him, you know?
Yeah, he's like a big mushroom. Like, you can't miss him.
And then tell me about some of your other receivers. You have Trey Wallace. You have DeJuan Stribling. And a handful of others coming in as well, including freshmen, kind of a almost entirely new wide receiver room. Who stands out in that room for you?
I believe everyone stands out in the room. There's not one receiver in that room I do not trust. I feel as though everyone in that room can make a play. I could throw up a 50-50 ball. I think they'll come down with it. And I just have faith in everyone in that room. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask you to divulge into X's and O's because I think your coach would kill you and then he would figure out who I am and then do the same thing to me. But is there differences in the offense that you're going to be running versus what Jackson was running? Because there was a slight difference, I suppose, from Matt Corral to Jackson. Is there going to be another difference from Jackson to you?
Let's wait till the first game. You'll see.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And then your running back room also fairly new and a lot of new faces in there as well. Although Logan Diggs returning is somebody that you're of course familiar with. What's that room like? And, you know, there's a lot of guys that expect the ball and there's only one ball to go around. Do you think they have the right mindset to understand that this offense will get you carries?
Yeah. Having those two guys return back, Logan and Dominique, then you have in addition to Kiwan, and then you have Jordan. We have a great talent in that running back room. Mm-hmm. I feel as though that we can just make plays, you know, in our RPO game.
How do you individually handle the pressure that comes with being an SEC quarterback? I'm sure you block it out and your coaches tell you to. You're going to be talked about all offseason. There's a lot of weight on your shoulders, especially with this recent run of quarterbacks at Ole Miss. I mean, I mentioned two of them, but you even go back to Jordan Ta'amu, who was really good, and Chad Kelly, who was really good, and Bo Wallace, and all these guys. Here you are next. Do you feel the weight of that pressure? And are you prepared for what's to come, being a starting quarterback in the SEC?
You know, being a quarterback at a small town like Pahokee, you know, that's a football town right there. Like, there's a lot of history over there in the Muck and down in South Florida. So being in like a little small town like that, everyone's on your back about every single move you make. If you make a bad play, they're on you. And like if you make a good play, they're still going to find something to get on you about, you know. So they're not going to take anything lightly. So I think I was well prepared in high school and I think I'll approach this pretty easily.
Do you find yourself looking at the schedule? I know your coaches tell you week one is all that matters, Georgia State's all that matters, but do you look ahead and look at some of these road trips that you've got or these big home games and get excited, or do you have to listen to your coaches and nope, it's Georgia State only and I can think of nothing else?
We kind of established that whole mindset when I first got here. It's called a 1-0 mindset. Let's go 1-0 today rather than just focus on Georgia State, because you have to get through summer training, we have to get past fall camp. So right now we're just going to focus on building and preparing.
So one of your teammates last year at Media Days, I believe him because I have to, but he told me that he had no idea what the schedule was after week one. Could you, if I asked you to, I won't ask you to, but could you name your schedule in order from week one to week 14 because you have two byes? Could you do it or no?
As far as I know we have the Egg Bowl week 12 and Georgia State week one.
So you play State and you know you play Georgia State.
Yeah.
You know, LSU is going to be mixed in there too. But other than that, that's funny. So I guess I need to believe him now when he says he had no idea what the schedule was.
Yes, I don't even have like a schedule poster in my house anywhere. So
really?
No, I don't.
Is that by choice or you just never have grabbed one?
Never grabbed one.
Really?
Yeah.
What is the that you can say safely on air? What is like the weirdest thing a student at Ole Miss has ever said to you, like on campus? Just, hey, Austin, and it took you aback, took you by surprise. Or do you have those weird interactions? I don't know. I'm sure you know who Johnny Manziel is.
Yeah.
They made him take online classes because his presence walking the class would create such a stir that him walking the class was a problem. So they had to switch him to online. Do you deal with anything like that?
I don't get approached like that for classes. Like, I have one in person that I had. It was like a lab. It was a geology lab class. And I would just get stared at. It's weird. I get stared at anywhere I go, so I'm not really upset about that. Like, I'm always approachable, but like just like based off the way you approach me. Like,
say, like you just walk into a restaurant, everybody is just kind of like, oh.
Like, they'll start noticing. I'll probably hear them murmur a little bit, maybe whisper a little bit, and they think I probably can't hear them, but I can hear them.
Do you finally just say, "Hey, yeah, it's me. Come on in. Come."
No, sometimes I troll. Like, I'll troll with people. Like, when I'm out at the square, they're like, "Are you Austin Simmons?" Like, no, I'm not.
No, I get that all the time. I don't know where that comes from.
That's I don't know. People say I look like him. Like, that's not me.
Oh man. So, you know, you got a big season coming up. I know you guys work really hard. When you're not working on football, when you're trying to unwind, what do you do?
It's a couch right here, and just turn on that TV, just chill out, just lay down, probably watch some shows.
What big show are you on right now?
Really big on South Park.
Nice.
South Park.
It's good. South Park, I'm not that much older than you, but I am 33. I grew up trying to sneak out of bed into the bonus room to watch South Park as a kid and hoping my parents wouldn't catch me. So the fact that you guys are still watching South Park today is pretty awesome. What is, and I'll let you go. I know you've been really generous with your time, and I really appreciate you. I've always been curious about this. What is, when you're in football mode, when you wake up in the morning, what is your average daily schedule like? You wake up, you do this, 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 and this for the day.
Last year, I'll just go based off last year's schedule. So we probably prototypically start like at 7:45. We have to be there for breakfast check-in like 7:30. And I'd probably say, like, just wake up probably around like 6:45, get ready, you know, brush your teeth, do all the essentials, and really just get out the door as fast as I can. Because I like to get mentally prepared. Like, I'm not a morning person at all. So
it's breakfast, like, and then is it film next, workouts, practice, etc.?
Yeah, then you have course meetings, getting ready for the day, install probably in fall camp, install, getting to learn the offense, getting a grasp of it, watching film, of course, then go out, warm up, practice, and ball.
And then I assume more film study and more everything. I mean, it's a full-time job that you guys have.
Yeah, then you have school with that as well. Then evening meetings. I go back in the evening, you know, when no one's there, just chill, be low-key with Coach Judge, and then just go to sleep.
So you work closely with him. I promise I'd let you go, but I'm going to keep asking you questions, I guess, until I get kicked off.
I'm good.
Joe Judge, being a former NFL head coach, how valuable is his presence in the room?
Oh, I love him. Like, he's helped me tremendously ever since he's been here. We didn't really have such a close bond like the spring he got here, but it got better over time because I wasn't always around because of baseball season. But when we got close, like, it's like a relationship you can never break, because we'll joke around. Like, I would like mess with him a little bit in the morning. He'll mess with me in the morning. It's like a great relationship to have, you know, just like having someone in your corner, having someone in your toolbox as well. Like, he's always on the sideline, like, correcting me on mental mistakes and letting me know that I could see this in this certain play.
Have you ever picked his brain about the biggest difference between college offenses in the NFL and like the transition? What does he tell you about that?
I haven't really talked too much about that with him. I'm pretty sure Jackson has, because he had to make the whole transition. So I guess I'll know whenever I had to make that decision.
Yeah. And, you know, Ole Miss fans listening to this are saying, hopefully never. You can be in college forever. And, you know, some judge is going to say that eligibility just doesn't exist anymore and you play quarterback forever. But I know that, of course, the NFL is something that all of you guys think about. Did you grow up a fan of an NFL team?
No, I love college ball. I feel like college ball is way more fun than NFL.
Really? A lot of our audience will agree with that. I mean, you know this. We're a college football state.
Right. Nothing ever beats walking through the grove, getting ready, or walking in a stadium like Florida, or walking in a stadium like Death Valley. Like, nothing beats that. Like, sure, you have Kansas City, maybe, but, like, come on now.
Yeah, Buffalo, probably. The Dome when the Saints aren't – I'm not going to get you in trouble here, but I will say when the Saints aren't what they are currently. But, yeah, you go to L.A., and it's all corporate, right? It's just – you know, clubs everywhere and stuff like that. No student sections or anything like that.
Yeah, but so. Don't get me wrong, though. Like, nothing beats LSU and their, like, neck chant. Like, that chant is funny. Then, like,
so you like, if you get the chance to go back there and play, that place doesn't scare you. Like, you're looking forward to the opportunity of playing there.
Yeah, I love playing in big crowds. Like, it's a great feeling, like, to have all those eyes on you. Really just show them how, like, you can play. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're going to be scared of a road environment, you probably shouldn't be playing quarterback in the SEC, right?
Yeah, no, then it's not for you.
Yeah. On the other side of the ball, so a lot of guys off of that defense, off to the NFL, as we saw. What can you tell us about what you've seen from the guys stepping up that were already on the team, especially on the defensive line, and then maybe some of the transfers that have come in? You have gotten to see the defense every day. Nobody listening to this knows anything about the new guys on defense. So what can you tell us about it?
I'll tell you that our pass rush has not declined at all. We have a great pass rush. And our linebacker room is really incredible. And right now we're just very young in the secondary, but we're building and we're going to be way, like, really, really good going to fall.
It's hard to believe that Xavier Harris is a human being at that size, right? I mean, I can't believe he's a football player.
He's a big unit, I'll tell you that right now.
He looks like Shaq with a helmet on. That's what he looks like.
He has a crazy face mask, too. Like, that's intimidating right there.
Oh, man. Luckily, you get to wear the opposite color jersey at practice, though, right? They can't hit you.
Yeah.
Or does Lane let you get hit? Do you get hit?
No. I'd outrun him anyway. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
I hope he's listening right now.
I'll tell him you said that, and then he'll knock me down. Even just on accident, just his presence would just knock me down because he's so big.
Well, I'll tell him myself.
Yeah, tell him. Statewide radio in Mississippi, I called you out for being slow. Man, you've been really, really kind with your time. Congratulations on graduation. Are you walking this
weekend? Yes, sir. I walked this Saturday.
Awesome. Really cool, man. At 19 years old, I really don't want to tell you what I was doing at 19. It definitely wasn't that. So congratulations on your graduation and good luck this season. I know a lot of eyes are going to be on you, but like you said, you're ready for it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.